Tucson residents recently had the opportunity to participate in a Chinese New Year celebration at the Chinese Cultural Center. The Chinese New Year is considered the most important Chinese holiday, and it's an opportunity for families to come together and celebrate a tradition that is centuries old.
Like Christmas, maybe, in the United States. This is a good time.
Dr. Chia Lin Pao Tao is a professor in the Department of East Asian Studies at the University of Arizona. She says 2013 is the year of the snake, and an important part of the holiday revolves around doing away with bad fortune and ushering in the positive energy of the coming year.
Because this is the time that they want to expel the old and welcome the new. And usually with a band, you know, lion dance, dragon dance, very exciting. And with that, you do some calligraphy, writing happiness, writing spring, all these good words, they hang it on the door.
Professor Pao Tao says calligraphy is an integral part of the Chinese New Year, and the art has deep roots in the history of Chinese culture.
When you talk about Chinese calligraphy, you're going to go back to 4,000 years, and then come to the Qing dynasty, you know, the first emperor of Qing, who built the Great Wall, who had the terracotta soldiers. He was the one who unified the Chinese language.
Professor Pao Tao immigrated to the United States in 1961. She says that as a young graduate student, she stopped practicing calligraphy. Her education in the States simply didn't allow time for this cultural tradition.
I almost couldn't find my brush in which boxes, you know. Then one day I met a calligrapher, and he just said, you got talent. You have to practice.
Professor Pao Tao teaches calligraphy at the University of Arizona. She says people are interested in the inherent artistic qualities of this tradition.
So I'm going to demonstrate the writing of Fu, happiness.
Here she demonstrates for us the technique that utilizes quick and deliberate strokes.
And Picasso, when he saw the Chinese calligraphy, and he was amazed, he said, if I was born in China, I might be a calligrapher.
As a calligrapher practicing in the 21st century, Professor Pao Tao says her tools remain largely unchanged from those used thousands of years ago. The rice paper and the ink made from charcoal, along with the brushes made from bamboo and fur. She says these items help her maintain an important connection with her past.
According to the Chinese, maybe in your previous life, you practice, you know, you can never tell. But when I pick it up, I feel I like to do it. But then recently, because of teaching Chinese calligraphy, I really practice a little. Yeah.
Professor Pao Tao says calligraphy does require practice and a certain amount of discipline. But according to her, the benefits of pursuing this ancient art are far-reaching and can impact other aspects of life.
Those who practice calligraphy can live longer. Why? Because this is a way to meditate. When you write it, you calm yourself down. When you feel stressful, if you do some calligraphy, then you feel you're relaxed. Calligraphy has some magic power.
I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.